Hey, I'm Roberta Blevins, and this is Life After MLM, a podcast where we work to end the stigma of failure in an industry designed for you to fail. I'm trying something a little different today. I'm coming to you, the audience, and I'm asking for your help. I've got a couple ideas about future episodes that I'm working on. My mind is always turning like a hamster wheel. So I've been having these ideas, and I thought the best thing to do would be to reach out to you guys and see if you were interested in helping me. The first idea I have is super easy. Anybody who's listening right now could help. All I need is 1 minute of your time. Go into the show notes and click the link to send me a message to the podcast. It's just a quick little voice message. You can do it right from your phone. It's super easy. Just send me a minute or less and tell me a story about a time that you were pitched an MLM. It doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be wild or out there at all. It could be something really basic. It could be a time that somebody close to you pitched you, or you were caught off guard at a coffee date. Just any time that when I ask you to think of a time that you were pitched an MLM, the one that just came into your head, that's the one I want to hear about. So if you'd like to be on an episode, you can totally do it anonymously. You don't have to say your name. I just want to create an episode where we share all kinds of ridiculous stories about how people were pitched MLMs, because maybe you could send it to one of your friends that's doing it and say, you're part of the problem. I think it would be a really great educational resource so that people can see that it isn't just one or two bad ones. It really is everybody. Everybody's affected by multi-level marketing. Everybody's been pitched a scam. Everybody needs to end the stigma. So if this sounds like something interesting and you've wanted to tell me about a time that maybe isn't as big as an hour-long episode, but still something worth mentioning, this is your shining moment. So please go into the show notes, click that link, and send me a message, and let's make an episode together. Secondly, I want to take smaller stories and create episodes with two or three stories in them. The smaller stories that don't require a 2 hour long Zoom, just a 30 minute little short, the time I got pitched an MLM, the time I got stuck in an auto ship, the time I joined because I was trying to help out a friend. Those sort of things, ones that don't end in devastation or bankruptcy, but maybe ones that just need to be related to, need to be told, need to be heard. Hit me up. Email me, therealrobertablevins@gmail.com, or message me on Instagram. That's another way that you guys reach out to me that I think is great. Message me on Instagram. Tell me you heard this on the show. You're interested in setting up a quick little Zoom telling me a 20-minute story. I would love to create some episodes where we can tell these smaller, quote-unquote, small fish stories or just predatory stories, create themes and tell these stories and corroborate each other's stories even though we don't have any commonality at all. And again, create an educational resource so we can show people that it's not just one or two. It's a pattern. And it needs to stop. So again, maybe both of these things speak to you and you want to be involved in both of them. Great. Send me a voice message to the podcast and then send me a message on Instagram or Facebook or email me. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. Let's create some really great content together. Let's use this platform to reach as many people as we can. And let's tell really great, authentic stories like the one we're about to hear. not every single story about multi-level marketing has to be an hour or 2 hour long horror story. Sometimes it's just somebody who wanted a little bit more for themselves, felt really empowered and confident by the hoopla of the flimflam, and against their better judgment or listening to their gut, decided to join and didn't have the best of times. These stories are really common. Most people can relate to these kind of stories because not most people were the 1%, or not most people had a big team, and not most people were top earners. Most people join under the guise of just really wanting to help others or help themselves or help their families. And they realize what happens is the opposite. And these swindles are just legal pyramid schemes hiding in plain sight. And that they're more harmful than they will ever, ever, ever be helpful. And for every mega hun that drives a pink car, there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands below her with stories just like this one. Okay, so welcome back to another episode of Life After MLM. I'd like to introduce everyone to Baylin. Baylin, would you like to introduce yourself and say hello?
Hello, I'm Baylin. I used to be a rep for Synergence, which is known for LipSense. I did it for like 8, 9 months, and I was like, yeah, no, this ain't for me. I'm 23. I work at a daycare, which I love. I'm a mom of three cats, and I love to sing and read, and yeah, life is going pretty good.
That's great to hear. So can you tell us where you were when Synergence and MLM came into your life, what vulnerabilities you had, and what made you decide to join?
So I was growing up, I'm on the spectrum of autism. So all my life, I've had struggles like making friends, maintaining them. And so I remember, so I met an online friend. I have many online friends, and from like an LDS youth group, because I was raised Mormon. I met this girl. We kind of became friends. We kind of chatted, and I noticed that she was a rep for this company, and I saw her promoting stuff, and I was like, oh, it's just a lipstick, okay. I didn't think anything of it. And then there was another friend who was doing a rep, and I was like, I'll see what the hype is all about. So I bought a kit from her, just for myself, and I was like, hey, this stuff is kind of good, because at the time I did like it. And then like months later, like it was in August of 2017, yeah, 2017, I did, so I was just on vacation in Indiana, and my grandma said, I think you would do a really good job at selling this stuff. Sometimes I do makeup, and so, and like post little selfies online, and and so my grandma was like, yeah, I think you'd totally do it. And I'm like, maybe. And I know that since that online friend was talking to the one I didn't get the kit from, but the other one, I told, and I was just kind of thinking about it. And then, and by that time I had like a ton of lip scents from my aunt, like the stuff that the colors she didn't wear anymore. And I did like the product and I was like, oh, that would be fun, great girl, little community. And so I reached out to my friends like, hey, so I have been thinking, and it's like, I've been wanting to join. She's like, yeah, totally. And she was in that month, she was offering positions to join her team for free, which hindsight now that I know that it's crap. And so I was like, yeah, okay, let's do it. So I went on, and at first it was great. But little did I know, I started losing money as the time went on.
So when was the first time that you noticed that you were losing money? Was it almost immediate?
A little bit, yeah. Like, I post online, like, constantly. And my upline, she would tell me, like, we would do conference calls, like, she'll give us some good tricks and tips on how to advertise online, and a lot of stuff, it was all fake. Like, it was kind of like the stuff that's not really true. So I only had like one loyal customer. And it was my grandma. And I was just posting, trying to get more customers. And I remember before going in, I remember before, like, getting the customers before selling, my upline told me, get three products of each color. So that alone was like 1,000 total.
Okay, so you joined for free.
Yeah.
But almost immediately after joining for quote unquote free, you were then recommended to not only purchase product for yourself to use, but to purchase multiples to have on stock.
Yes.
And you said you were spending $1,000 at this point?
Yeah. So basically I was kind of like freeloading, like front loading.
Yeah, the front loading. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Cenogens, I've heard there's a little check mark when you check out that says I have sold 70% worth.
Yep.
So were you encouraged to check that box even though you hadn't sold 70% worth?
Yeah. Like a lot of the stuff, the 70% worth, it was just for myself. Like I would get my products for myself, and then like I had to get so many colors because the product would sell out so fast because it's so popular.
Now, were you around during the great lip scent shortage? When it was really hard to get all the good colors?
I
want to say it was probably like 2016 or 2017, I think, is when it was really hard to get all the colors. Everything was selling out really quickly. Did you experience that frustration trying to get the colors that were the hot colors and not being able to get them?
Yeah, like especially with the unicorn colors. Like I had always had trouble, like, my upline, so it always, she would send me a text like, hey, this color is coming up, go better run to the rest, to that website fast and get it so fast, because it's going to sell out like crazy. Yeah. And so I ended up getting it. And of course I didn't sell it because it wasn't a really wearable, it was a black color lipstick. And so,
yeah,
there was, yeah,
maybe colors that aren't really wearable, but yet they're still pushing them as a hot item to buy.
Like the LuLaRoe stuff I've seen on Reddit thread, the ugliest stuff. Like how It's like, how in the world could people want to wear that?
It is really interesting what these companies tell us is popular and hot and fashionable and trendy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you talked about, you called yourself in the survey that I have people sign, I'm sorry, in the survey that I have people fill out when they want to be on the show, you let me know that you were self-proclaimed the lowest level on the pyramid.
Yep.
So what does that mean to you?
No sales besides getting product for myself. I had like one upline, but she didn't make anywhere else either. But yeah, like, and she didn't recruit anyone. So technically, yeah, I was in the lowest level.
Yeah. So did you try to recruit?
Yeah, I did. Like, I would just post. Like, I wasn't one of those pushy people. It's like, I'd post, be like, if you want, you can join. But if you don't want to, that's fine. Like, I wasn't one of those pushy people. I didn't want to be that kind of person.
Did you feel like after your grandmother said like, oh, you'd be really good at this, did you feel more confident in yourself? Like, oh, my grandmother sees in me that I could be really good. Or did you join because it was something that you thought your grandmother wanted you to do? What was that initial push that really made you decide, yes, this is what I want to do?
The confidence. Yeah. After whatever, like when my grandma said, hey, I think you'd be totally good. And I was like, well, I do love to do makeup. I do love to do selfies. And post it on the internet and it's like, hey, maybe I have a shot at this. So I went ahead and thought, yeah, I want to do it.
Another thing that you mentioned in the survey was that you experienced a lot of the psychological manipulation that people experience when they join these multi-level marketing companies. Did you begin to feel that almost immediately, or was that something
toward the end? It was like a first few months, they were pretty good. Like we were all getting along and, but then after, like as I was just posting anything, like some posting and doing everything, posting on everywhere. And I keep telling to my uplines, like, hey, I'm feeling discouraged. Can you please help me? And she would try to help some, but of course it didn't work because no one came to me. And I do remember like, as the months went by, like it went downhill. Like my upline, it turned into bullying.
I hate hearing about that kind of stuff. It's unfortunate, you know. Some of these episodes are a little more lighthearted and funny, and some are a little deeper, like this, where you know, you really seemed to be affected by a lot of these manipulations.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially since you said that, you know, you felt like you had a more difficult time making friends. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, since that's something that I talked about too, is not having that social network and wanting to have those friends and joining multi-level marketing because you kind of have this built-in sisterhood. Mm-hmm. So can you explain a little bit of the sisterhood that you experienced while you were in Synagence?
At first, like, it was just love bombing, like that fake nice. It's like, you're going to do it. And then, and it felt like a great close knit community. We were all getting along. And then as the months go on, it just started going downhill. Like the sisterhood claim is completely false.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there.
Yep.
So some of the things that you said you experienced were things that I experienced as well, like gaslighting and bullying and manipulation. You also said that you experienced shaming and guilt. Can you explain the shaming and the guilt that you felt while in multi-level marketing?
Yeah, basically, so I was doing everything in my willpower just to be successful because I wanted to be successful. I believed in the company. And I couldn't, and I was just telling her, I was like, I'm feeling so discouraged. How can I do it? And she's like, I've given you so much help. And I've told you everything I did everything she told me to do. And I remember a few instances, well, especially one that stood out. So my upline at the time, she was a teen mom. And unfortunately her son had to be in and out of the hospital many times. So she was stressed with that. And I wanted to be helpful. And she, of course, I know it's a stress. And so I wanted to leave her alone. It's like, okay, I'll leave her alone. I'll just leave her alone and kind of just give her time to help her son. And so I would go to like other reps for some assistance to get successful. And then lo and behold, she found out that I was going behind her back, and she called me out on it. And she, like, she would, like, I've noticed, like, the stress, like, she would get mad at me for asking for help. But then again, at the same time, she would get mad at me that I don't ask for her for help. Like, I was just feeling so torn.
Right. So you saw that she was struggling and she had a lot on her plate with mm-hmm. her sick child. So yeah. You decided to just go outside of her advice and get advice from, was it someone else that was with the same upline or someone that was lateral on your team somewhere else?
Someone on the complete team. Like I was on different LipSense groups.
Oh, okay. So it was somebody on a completely different team and you just were like, hey, my upline is a little busy right now. Maybe you can help me. And she didn't mm-hmm. like that either.
Nope.
Was she worried that you were gonna, because even in MLM, you can't leave, you can't join a different team. Once you're on a team, you're kind of stuck on that team. So it seems kind of odd that she would be so angry for you getting external help from another team if she wasn't able to give it to you. That seems odd to me.
Yeah, like, I think it was like, I think you had to go stay the same team, but I wasn't as close like with the crown princess and the queen. And I didn't know anybody else, like, and they were all busy too. Like in hindsight, I was like, yeah, I don't know why I didn't go to anybody else on the team, like someone higher up, but like I guess I did, but I was just like getting nowhere. I was just getting desperate. So I just wanted to go to someone else. Like someone new. I definitely
understand that.
Yeah. It was stressful.
Yeah, it is very stressful. And I don't think a lot of people understand how stressful being in multi-level marketing can be. Mm-hmm. Because there's that constant need to be constantly selling, recruiting, qualifying. Yeah.
And they advertise, oh, it's just a side gig, but you get extra money. But once you do it, they act like it's a full-time thing.
Right. So you then definitely felt that as well, right? You felt going in, oh, this is a little side gig. And then once you got in and really saw how it worked mm-hmm. from an inside perspective.
Yep.
You realized that this is not what you signed up for.
Yep.
Wow. So how difficult was it to sell LipSense?
Very. My grandma was the only customer.
Now, do you think that's because of the price point or it's a product that people just don't necessarily need? What was your experience in having difficulty selling it?
Every post I did, I barely got any engagement. No one really commented, like at most, like if I was lucky, 5 likes. Yeah.
And then your upline said you're not doing exactly what I said. Yep. Or mm-hmm. Okay. And of course you're not seeing the same experience she's seeing, because you know that you're putting in the time, you know that yeah. you're putting in these hours, mm-hmm. you know that you're going outside of your comfort zone and making yourself probably feel uncomfortable in certain situations yeah. to do things that you normally wouldn't have done.
Yeah.
And you're still not seeing results.
Yep.
And then you're getting that gaslighting and that guilt and that manipulation like back try on harder. You.
Just give it more time. And yeah.
Okay. So that was going to be my next question, was when you weren't getting the results that they said that you would get, was that something that then they were saying like, oh, you just need to try harder. You just need to stay a little bit longer.
Yeah. And, by the time like I was getting I got an upline, I remember that I was also struggling, but she was also struggling. So we were kind of struggling together. So we'd always rely on my upline for that, like for tips and all that. And like, I was just getting so frustrated to the point I was not making any sales. I was like, you know what? I think I want to quit. Like, this is not working out. And I remember one day, I was just like, yeah, this is fine. This is not working out. And because of bullying, gaslighting, it's like the bullying, the gaslighting, it just got too much. So I was like, yeah, this is too much. And it's hard to get processing everything.
It's okay. Take your time.
Yeah. It's a lot of, so, I don't know how to explain. So she was asking for help, like, hey, can you help me? And so one day I was like, you know, I was like, how about, could you maybe do it yourself? And like, I was like, I'm done. Like, can you just do it yourself, please? Like, and my upline's like, no, you got to do it for her. I'm like, did you realize I quit? She's like, yeah, I'm not done, but you still got to do it. I'm like, dude, I quit. Like, I've already like put my records off. Like, and she was so expecting me to be her upline. And she's like, I've done everything for you. I am so ashamed that you are my downline. Like, she was just put so much, just like so much negativity and so much like that nastiness. Yeah.
Yeah. And we see that so often in multi-level mm-hmm. marketing when they don't get their way, whether mm-hmm. it's in comment sections, fighting over whether or not it's a pyramid scheme or someone in their downline who's struggling and asking for help. And it's this blame game, right? Anything positive mm-hmm. that happens to you in the MLM is because of the MLM, but anything negative that happens is because, you it's know, me. You're not trying hard enough, or you're bitter mm-hmm. or, oh geez. Yeah. Well, I hope you know that that's not true.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's good. It definitely, the whole system is designed to fail.
Absolutely. The whole system is designed to fail. And I think as we learn that and we educate ourselves a little bit more, it becomes easier to forgive ourselves for putting ourselves in those situations. Have you found that power and been able to forgive yourself for putting yourself in this bad situation?
Yep. Yeah. I just, good. Yeah. Ever like now, nowadays, I just go back, just kind of laugh at the days, like kind of cringe.
Exactly. It is so cringy, yeah. right?
Yeah.
So I like to share those cringe posts. I'm like, do as I say, not as I do. Look how horribly embarrassing and cringy this was when I was a part of this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, what ended up being the final straw that made you decide to leave, that you just were like, I can't do this anymore at all?
The making no money, the constant, the bullying. Like, we were in this group chat, it's just so much bullying, like the my upline was like putting like gaslighting the entire like kind of like the smear campaign against me for the whole team to go against me.
It's so odd. I mean, not unheard of, but odd, and not something mm-hmm. you see in any other industry but this industry. Mm-hmm. The smear campaign to discredit you and make you look like, well, we didn't want her anyway. Look at what a loser they mm-hmm. are. Another thing that you mentioned in the survey was that you got in trouble and reported for mentioning another MLM in a post you made about Lipsitz.
Oh, yes. So I, one day, because I was making no money, I was following another person who was doing Nu Skin. I was like, hey, maybe I could try this out. And it was, thing, you don't need to pay money to sign up. Like, it's always free.
Oh, really? Like, Nu Skin is always free?
Yeah, the initial sign up is always free.
Oh, I had no idea.
So that was another, yeah. So I was like, hey, I might as well do it. And so I was like, hey, so I made a post one day. It's like, hey, it's like, I'm still doing LipSense. But guess what? I signed up for Nu Skin if you guys want anything from that. And then one of the other downlines from my upline, she saw that post. Like, she was like, oh yeah, I had to report you to the Cenogen's headquarters because you mentioned Nu Skin in the Cenogen's post. And we can't do that because it's competing companies.
So silly, because they say you own your own business, yet there are so many rules you're not allowed to do.
Mm-hmm, right?
So you ended up joining Nu Skin too. Did the same exact thing happen to you in Nu Skin that happened in Cenogen's?
I ended up not getting anything or not selling anything. Like I wasn't even active.
So you just joined and then you almost immediately saw it was the same thing and said, never mind.
Yeah. Or I guess I was kind of more into the Cenogen's because I know the products. Like because I've tried it.
So you thought maybe I'll try this other one and then realized, well, why it would be so silly to start all over again. Yeah, I might as well just stick with the one I'm doing.
I remember the real reason why I didn't do the Nu Skin one, I accidentally missed, because when you sign up, you have to put in a certain code number for the upline. I mixed up the code and put a different upline instead of the one that was recruiting me. And so I was oh crap. Yeah, so I didn't know how to fix it and I was having trouble fixing it and I ended up not enrolling it under her. Yeah, it was crazy. I couldn't do it.
I mean, they really are all the same. Did you yeah. experience that? Like looking at it and going, this is just the same thing again.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
And it's silly because both of the ones you joined at the time you joined were free to join, which I think a lot of times these MLMs will use that as, look, we're not a pyramid scheme. It doesn't cost anything to join. Mm-hmm. There's no pay to play. It's free to join. But like you said, almost immediately you were required to not only purchase the product to wear yourself, but to front load it so you mm-hmm. could sell it to others.
Yep.
And the only customer you had was your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So how much did you end up losing in your time with Cenogen's? About $1,000, over $1,000. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And at that time, I didn't have my own card. So I was using my mom's card for the account. So I had to pay my parents back.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, lesson learned, and you got to learn it young enough that it didn't affect too much of your adult life.
Yeah,
that's good. There's a silver lining here that we can find.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that you're out of multi-level marketing, I mean, I see you on Instagram commenting and liking and sharing things. Would you consider yourself to be a member of the anti-MLM community?
Oh yeah, hardcore. Yes, like I have a couple of friends who joined Monate. Well, one of them left, thank God, but one of them is still shilling it. And I was like, oh, honey, you're not, no, honey. Like, I must try to, it's like, hey, just so you know.
Just so you know, this might not work out like you hoped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. I see it all the time. I've got friends that sell it. I've got family members and people all around me that sell multi-level marketing. And luckily, I think all of them know me well enough not to pitch it to me anymore, but it's still constantly around. Constantly.
Yep.
All right. So now that you're out, now that you're anti-MLM, now that you understand how it works and you're part of the community, let's do some rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Sweet.
Okay, Baylen. What is one word that encompasses how you feel about multi-level marketing?
Cringe.
What is one warning that you have to somebody who wants to join an MLM?
Scam.
It's a scam. Stay away from it. What is the worst MLM in your opinion?
Oh God, a lot of them are horrible. Probably Young Living because of the history behind it.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that one because of the history either. Mm-hmm. What's the hardest lesson that you learned while you were in multi-level marketing?
That sisterhood claim. Complete crap. It's bullshit.
Yeah. Me too, girlfriend, for sure. And one positive takeaway from your time in multi-level marketing, something that you learned.
A little bit of communication skills, and I now know like what goes on in MLMs. So now I've kind of like, as I was in it, I educated myself.
Yeah. And now you have this really great perspective of being in it and understanding how it works and being able to educate those of us on the outside of it that maybe don't know and help your friends and be able to provide a shoulder when they leave their MLM. And you can be like, it wasn't you. You're part of this MLM complex that we talk about, this MLM machine.
I was in the same shoes as you. I was in the same position. I thought the same thing. And honey, it's not worth it.
You're so cute. Well, thank you so much for taking your evening to talk to me and to share your story. I think it is.
It's a
great perspective to hear it from somebody who just wanted to, you know, to just get in and to live this dream that they're told and to not ever be able to get past that initial, and just no matter what you did. And I think that's a really important thing. I think there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast and stories like yours are incredibly relatable. So I want to thank you for being vulnerable and opening up and sharing your story with us today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Good talking to you.
Well, yeah, it was wonderful talking to you as well. Thank you so much for listening to Life After MLM. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and share with all of your anti-MLM friends as well. See you next time.